Guess what's back? It's me, podcast. I thought I would run, but I guess I'm wrong. Yes, welcome back to me, podcast. Now I'm gonna walk around my house because my microphone is on my fucking headset. So my parents, and my neighbors, and my parents, it just seems like I'm just listening to music or looking at my phone. Little did they know I'm recording something. I'm just kidding. Currently, I'm home alone. My dad is God knows where. I don't know because I haven't kept track. My mom's at work. Yeah, I have no life anymore. My name is Welcome Back to Me Podcast. Well, I'm just gonna cue on the scene to someone else. Hopefully you don't mind. Hello. Yes, hello. I'm back telling you. Today, we'll be looking at the cancel culture beast. If you can call it a beast, it's kind of an annoying asshole no one likes. You see, cancel culture, or CC for short, as I'm gonna say, is one hell of a predator. It's the predator of the infamous, famous people. So, let me tell you about their natural behaviors and biology. Their background and what you need to know to avoid them at all costs. Alright, let's begin. Unnatural, not geographic. Episode 2, Cancel Culture. Welcome back to Unnatural, not geographic, where we look and help you through the internet. CC is a wild beast. Its unpredictable patterns make it the hardest thing for us to keep track of here at the Unnatural Not Geographic crew, aka me and my computer. We can't keep track of them all the time. Luckily, YouTube is a thing, so I can just look up things there, or I can just watch Bo Blacks, who makes documentary style videos of whatever the fuck YouTubers are making. That they're getting cancelled for. Yeah, pretty much a lot of people cover this shit. But luckily, I've seen enough shit to know that cancel culture is fucking annoying and that no one loves it. Everyone hates cancel culture. It's a beast that's unpredictable and no one likes it for that. So, what makes it so unlikable? Well, I dove deep into YouTube.
I'm alright.
You probably couldn't hear that properly. I'm alright. Yeah, I'm alright. Besides, there's a pre-recorded message, so you can't ask me. Ha ha ha! Suck it. But I'm kind of getting to breathe right now. Thomas, how the hell can you do this for a living along with YouTube? Oh great, he's giving me the death stare again. When am I gonna get paid for this again? When you get money for it. Alright, cool. Me podcast wants you to help them get to earn money so I can finally get paid for what I do. For a living, aka what no one wants to hear. But yeah, cancel culture is a wild and unpredictable beast. But luckily, I've discovered that cancel culture looks for the most vulnerable of prey. Mr. Beast has been attacked by cancel culture several times. And so has famous YouTuber and micro speedrunner and Dream SMP leader Dream. The Dream SMPs. Notorious for having a guy who got cancelled for a little just making a war cry. Like, hey, Twitter. Retarded. Go ahead, cancel me. I dare you. No one likes cancel culture. So let me run you through it now. So when a prey has done something stupid or someone points out something, cancel culture will look at that and go deep. And if they find a reason for it, they will go all out and attack the prey. Very few prey have gotten away without being cancelled. And cancel culture is a species of unpredictable patterns. If you cancel someone on Twitter, or help with it, you are part of the cancel culture species. So, how do you avoid them? Well, as long as you're not a famous YouTuber, they won't get cancelled anytime soon. So most of you listening to this, yeah, you will most likely not do shit for them to get pissed off at. But if you're a famous YouTuber, listen to this advice. To avoid getting cancelled, erase your history. Or at least, just say, hey, that was a dumb me who didn't know shit. So fuck off. And they'll be like, no. Actually, it's impossible to avoid cancel culture. When they latch onto you, just hope that it's for something that can get you deleted off YouTube or whatever platform you use. But sometimes they have a good reason. It's not always that you have to support that person. If cancel culture is attacking someone, you have to look into that someone's history before seeing if you should either A, take them down, or B, join them and help them spread the message. You don't have to be part of cancel culture to spread the message and bring awareness to a certain situation that cancel culture is currently exploiting. The more people are focused on a situation where something is really bad is happening, then very well will something serious occur. So yeah, the world is incredibly dark, and with cancel culture, you never know. So yeah, that's how you avoid cancel culture. You basically don't do anything stupid or you're not famous. If you're not famous, you should be lucky. Thomas, consider yourself lucky. You're not famous yet. When you are famous, they'll most likely cancel you for a stupid thing you said on channel as a joke. No, I'm not leaving your channel until I'm done recording this. Fuck you! Don't fire me. You will need me. Because no one quite represents the internet other than someone no one cares about. But you, who cares about you? Ha! Suck it! I have a girlfriend. Actually, I don't have her alone, like you. We? You and I don't have that much. And that different from each other. Anyways, this has been. I honestly forgot my name. Passing it back to Thomas. Here you go. Thank God I'm back. Anyways, this has been Unnatural Not Geographic. Thank you for listening along. Moving on to the next segment, I guess. Welcome to the TV segment. Second episode in a row doing this shit. This time it's not something on the internet, do not worry. But there's one thing I need to talk about. And that is... the new anime series about Pacific Rim, exclusive to Netflix. Pacific Rim The Black. Pacific Rim The Black is an anime series on Netflix centered around Australia getting attacked by a whole bunch of kaiju, and Australia is forced to evacuate, and The Black is initiated. And I forgot what it is. But in the series, we follow siblings who find a Jaeger called Atlas Destroyer. They eventually go ahead and they eventually find other people, and they do go on a bunch of wacky adventures. They also find a mysterious boy who has... Yeah, I don't know how you can describe that. I mean, he attacks scorpions. He doesn't talk. But he ain't afraid to give it a... Yeah, fucking what mate stare? Like, if you see him give you a death stare, you best believe you're about to get either knocked out or all out murdered. So let me go through the plot. Upon Atlas is wanting to go for a death walk because reasons. And then some attract the attention of Kaiju Copperhead, who eventually destroys everyone they loved that they were hiding from after. Their parents carried them all the way over there. Their kids. One of those women would be when their kids accidentally murdered all of them. And didn't even kill the Kaiju in revenge, because it was a training Jaeger. No weapons. So they go on an adventure, they eventually gets kidnapped, and they eventually leave. Eventually, they help take the fight. Copperhead, Atlas Destroyer lose an arm, and then they actually venture out to find Boy, because he just ran off all of a sudden. So they look for him, and then they encounter Apex. We've seen a couple times in the show before, and his origin story actually stems back to Pacific Rim sequel, Pacific Rim Uprising. In Pacific Rim, eventually a bunch of Jaeger drones gets Kaiju. So basically a Kaiju emerges from them. And this causes them all to go rogue. He's the only surviving Kaiju Jaeger drone hybrid, I think they're called. Eventually he gains a new paint scheme and becomes a really powerful beast. So Apex is about to kill them when Boy... Ah, look at that, they took a lesson from Kratos and kept calling the kid Boy. So Boy stops the attack of Apex with his spare fist, and he has the body of a fucking kid. Eventually Apex realizes who he is and... blah blah some shit later, meant to link, and he eventually comes to terms with Atlas Destroyer. So he walks off, grabs a random one that is still in full tack, walks up to Atlas Destroyer and is like, yeah bro, this is yours now, and they accept and attach it. It has a weapon now. Atlas Destroyer has a weapon. Cool. So that is pretty neat. He just walked up with an arm like, here you go, pal! But I gotta say, I love Apex. I want to see more of him in Season 2, which I know is gonna happen. Since it was kind of left on a cliffhanger of sorts. Not as obvious of a cliffhanger as Meta Runner, which is left on a cliffhanger even after Season 2, and Season 3 might even happen. I'm so excited for Season 3 of that show, but even still, this show looks promising with a second season. I mean, I like the first season. Gotta say, best season of all. Because it's the only one, but I'm really have work. I want to see where these characters end up. They have a reason to do what they do. They have grief, they have loss, and they become an whole group. And they most likely will be finding a bunch of people who are looking for the Messiah. Boy be like, I'm not the Messiah, and those people be like, he is the Messiah! I just made a meme! I did a meme! You can tell why I think that no one likes me. I'm just kidding, I know a lot of people love me. I have friends. Do you, Do you have friends? You don't? Poor you. Well, anyways, so before season 2 comes out, I'll run you through the plot of the first two movies. One of them ended up being kind of a flop of a sequel, and the first one becoming iconic. But anyways, so what do I rate Pacific Rim to Black? Well, it's an incredible show and it's not done yet, so it can most likely go beyond. But Netflix anime that are 3D have a habit of having a little bit slow, having a low frame rate. And that usually holds it back, but I have nothing against it. I mean, just look at what you find in reviewing it. Unedited, nothing. It's just me pressing record from the camera on my computer, talking, and then moving the fuck away. That's what I do for a living, along with recording my podcast. A great show. You should subscribe to Goofy and follow this podcast for awesome content. But yeah, anyways, moving on to the next segment, I guess.
On.
Welcome to the self-improvement segment where I'll be telling you to be a better you. No, seriously. Be a better you. You can be you.
Be you for fuck's sake. Hello?
That sounded cringe, didn't it? So yeah, a lot of shit is happening for me. Might get a haircut soon. Should probably made my segment here. Might do next episode when I get a haircut. But yeah, the world is pretty much gone mad or nothing. What was it? But still, you can improve yourself. You gotta do it. If you're not the best of yourself, then what are you? What's the point of living if you're not yourself? That's what I want to know. You have a point in living, so use that point in living to become someone you're always meant to be. Yourself. You have so much potential. Don't waste it. Be yourself. Improve yourself. Be the best you can ever be. Unfortunately, we've reached the end of this episode of my podcast. But don't be sad that it ended. Be happy that it happened. So, you can be yourself. So yeah, the world is pretty much just slowly but surely recovering about COVID. With vaccines popping in left and right, it's only a matter of time before the world returns to normal. I'm just happy that the world knows that COVID's about to end, just like this episode, which is an end. Good and bad things, all things must come to a close. And so a good thing comes to a close today, so a bad thing can come to a close eventually. Stay inside, be safe, wear a mask for fuck's sake, and I'll see you all in the next episode. And also, over on the view on your...